Quail Hollow Club brings the best golfers in the world to North Carolina for the second major of the season.
In love, I'm born Carolina.
This is PGA Championship Week with our golf pros.
Is golf fun?
No.
Dirt and Sprague.
Do you like golf?
No.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Do you want to play more golf?
Yeah!
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fam, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope your Fridays are off to a great start.
Big Friday and weekend in New York, man. We've got Game 6 of the Garden, and we've got Juan Soto going back to the Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, we do have that happening. Can I poo-poo that a little bit?
He's going to be booed so loudly.
Can I poo-poo that a little bit? Just give you a little poo-poo on that?
What are you poo-pooing? The Garden or the Yankee
No, not the Garden. The Garden's going to be awesome.
Subway Series you're going to poo-poo?
I'm poo-pooing the Subway Series.
How? He just told that team to piss off, and he took more money.
He did. He told the Washington Nationals to piss off. He told the San Diego Padres. This is Jimmy Butler. Like, he was there for a year.
Yeah, but they went to the World Series.
They did. Jimmy Butler went to the NBA Finals.
I don't know why you're poo-pooing it, because I don't think New Yorkers are poo-pooing this.
I know they're not poo-pooing it. From an interest standpoint outside of the city of New York, I'm swag on this return game. Does literally nothing for me. They're going to boo him? Okay. He was there for a year.
Oh, it's not
he's
an all-time
return game. He's been a mercenary his entire career. Mm. This is who he's always been.
Yeah.
He wasn't a career Yankee. They didn't draft him, and then he walked away. This isn't Ellsbury leaving the Red Sox to go to the Yankees or Johnny Damon signing with the arch-rival.
Yeah,
like,
but
he was there for 6 months and then left.
Look, I'm not saying we need to care, but I said it's a big weekend in New York.
Yeah.
How many players at that peak of their career choose to leave the Yankees?
Well, now a lot of them, because the Yankees don't spend like they used to. They're not the same old Yankees.
So who would the last one have been?
Who left the Yankees?
Yeah.
I don't know off the top of my head. Yankee free agents that they've lost.
Well,
I mean, I know they've lost players.
I'm not saying they haven't lost free agents. I'm saying when it comes down to the Yankees and another team.
The Yankees wanted to keep you and sign you long term, and they said, nah, thanks.
Traditionally, it's not very often.
They were outspent. The Mets gave him more money.
But
that's
my point. This doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, this is a Yankee thing. Him going back to D.C. is a bigger deal. He won a World Series with the Nationals.
The National fans, they have not been relevant since they won the World
Series. No, they don't care, but he was there. They drafted him. They developed him. They didn't want to sign him. Maybe, you know, the contract negotiations.
Strasburg, Harper, Soto.
Judge may have took less money to stay a Yankee because that meant something.
Hey,
that means something.
Arson Judge was going to San Francisco. Look at you picking up the Yankee propaganda over there.
Oh, it means something to wear the pinstripes.
It does. Nope. You gotta get to acknowledge that?
No, nah,
I'm not a Yankee guy. I don't like the Yankees.
I think you're looking for a new contract extension. So Juan Soto does return to New York.
I just got one
this weekend. Yeah, it's true. We
Our Yankee boss out. Gave it to
Our Yankee boss did give us one. I am chuckling at all the names getting texted in. Some pretty solid ones.
Is there good ones?
Yeah. I mean, Travis.
I'm genuinely just asking the last one at the peak level of their career.
Oh, I'm not talking Yankee thing. I'm talking Blazer draft picks still.
Oh,
those are the names that are getting texted in still. My apologies.
You got some Linton Towns action in there?
A lot of, by the way, thoughts. People having thoughts on Billy Ray Bates and what happened to Billy Ray Bates' career, which, I didn't quite realize the full story.
Well,
so
I don't want
to
publicly talk about it.
It was the 80s.
It was America.
80s. We'll just say that.
It happened to the NBA.
We'll just say that.
Bill Simmons has been talking about this for 15 years of what that era did to a lot of
it
dudes.
It was too bad.
You know, didn't pass the smell test.
Remember when we got excited about Jake Layman?
Yes.
That was a moment in time. Boom Shay was a moment in time.
Never forget Boom Shay.
Travis Outlaw came in a number of times. Travis Outlaw was a big deal. Remember when he hit the game winner?
I'm going to tell you
when
something.
When we went on that winning streak in the first half of the year, he had a game winner in like Memphis and we all lost our minds.
You're not going to believe this story,
this
but it really happened. I went to Lloyd Center. It was Travis Outlaw's third season. I'm guessing it was like very early.
Early in his career.
I went into Lloyd Center in one of the stores on the second deck. There was a random store that had remote control cars and planes and models and stuff.
Yeah.
And we were just perusing the mall. So we went in there for a minute. We weren't even interested in buying anything. And in there, in the middle of a miniature remote control car race, racing one of the cars with a remote control was Travis Outlaw. And I saw him. We walked out of the store, and I turned to my friend, and I said, he's a bust.
You were anti-Trout Law?
And he said, why would you say that? And I go, he's in there doing remote control car racing. Go play basketball.
You think Michael Jordan's doing that?
I kind of, yeah,
you
I
gave
did.
A,
I
you gave a coward approach. Take. He's got a backwards hat on. You gave me that take at a young age?
Now, what year was Outlaw drafted? 05?
His rookie year in Portland was 2003-2004.
So this would have been around 04-05. So it was
surely,
a second or third season in, and I go, he's a bust.
He only played in 8 games his rookie year.
And that was what I cited, and I ended up being right.
I mean, you were definitely right on that. He, all-time nickname, though. Troutlaw's an all-time nickname.
It's not.
Troutlaw's phenomenal. You going to poo-poo Troutlaw?
I am.
Wow.
The Shack of Troutdale is better than Troutlaw.
Oh, no, Chad. That's a good poll question. Better nickname.
Come on.
Troutlaw is way better than the Shack of Troutdale.
No way, dude. Yes, a white kid from Troutdale, Oregon made the NBA. That's insane.
Rudy Fernandez. We definitely did it for Rudy Fernandez.
We went
too.
To the airport for Rudy Fernandez.
We did.
We were insane for Rudy Fernandez.
One listener chiming in. I'm with Dirt on the poo-poo of Juan Soto. Rare sighting with Dirt on my part. Yeah.
Hold on.
Poo-poo. Poo-poo
You're
the
not
Soto.
Listening.
Poo-poo the Soto.
I said it's a big weekend in New York.
Sprague's going to be glued to the MLB Network this weekend. Not even watching Game 6 and
it's
Game 7.
It's probably going to be on Fox. Dude, how's that game not going to be nationally
televised? Yankees and Sunday Mets. Night Baseball over on 910 ESPN Portland, 3 o'clock.
I mean, that's going head to head against Game.
Pitch.
Oh no, it won't be head to head against Game
no,
Seven.
No, that's
it?
A 12:30 right here on the Fan.
So I got a dual screen the final round of the PGA Championship in Game 7. Is what you're telling me?
Yes, you do.
Okay, it's going to be an active Sunday. We're going to be busy. We got our hands full with that. Well, we ran out of time here. Let's reset. How dare you poo-poo Troutlaw?
Eric Barkley?
Dude, that's offensive. I was a big Eric Barkley guy.
Did you think Eric Barkley was going to be a good NBA player?
I 100% thought Eric Barkley would be a good NBA player.
I was not on the Eric Barkley train early on.
You weren't on that train?
I was.
But he played for St. John's, so I convinced myself he had New York toughness, and then it didn't.
He did. I love the Johnnies.
And then fast forward a few years
having
later,
having been on the Eric Snow bandwagon with the Sonics, when they took him, I shied away from Eric Barkley.
Did you guys do it with Aaron McKee?
Solid Temple guy there from the John Chaney school of matchup zone defense, but wasn't
when we got Thomas Robinson and J.J. Hickson.
Thomas Robinson was a highlight machine, man. I remember one time on the air saying Thomas Robinson could be Dennis Rodman.
I remember calling Les Schwab in invitational games.
See, this is why I'm on the road to recovery, okay? I'm not proud of my history here. I'm on the road to recovery. I'm clean and sober now for 4 years, okay? We're heading in the right direction. I'm not proud of this. You think I like looking in the mirror and seeing what I see? I compared Thomas Robinson to one of the greatest rebounders in the history of the NBA.
Poll question's up. Better Blazers nickname, Troutlaw or the Shack of Troutdale? Okay.
Victor Claver.
Victor Criapa.
Elliot Williams. Elliot Williams was an
Did
elite
Did we not
athlete.
Draft James Hollywood Robinson?
Ooh. You were a big Elliot Williams guy, weren't you?
I was a huge Elliot Williams guy.
And you ended up being a big Will Barton guy, weren't you?
I was okay.
Or was
I'm
it
Will
Elliot Williams I was thinking about?
I was mostly Elliot Williams.
Because you were, I remember meeting you and you were randomly vocal. Elliot Williams should be getting more minutes. And I was like, Elliot Williams.
See, I'm not proud of this history. We did draft James Hollywood Robinson, 93 rookie year in Portland. He was here 93-96, 4 points, 9 points, 8 points, and then we traded him.
Now, if we draft Cedric Coward, there are so many jokes just waiting the minute he's not good.
Those are definitely out there.
The 11th pick, the Blazers go Coward. Could have tanked for the second pick in the draft, but they went Coward.
It's a fun walk down memory lane. We've all been stupid from time to time. Get excited about your draft picks. What the hell else do we got to do here? Let's get to Game 6 in New York tonight. I want to talk a little bit about that and also some thoughts on Game 7 as well. We will spread the line coming up bottom of the hour. We're back after this on The Fan. All right, two more and then we'll move on because I do want to talk about Game 6 in the Garden tonight. By the way, the poll question is up. Better Blazer nickname, Troutlaw, Shaka Troutdale.
Troutlaw is winning now.
Early returns.
Yep.
It's early. This is only the in-person voting. We got to get the vote by mail counted at some point later today.
Got a few poll questions up right now at Dirt and Sprague. Better Blazer nickname. You said it, Troutlaw or Shaq Troutdale. It's evenly. It's squared even. Is cream soda overrated, properly rated, underrated? Overrated right now is winning against properly rated, and underrated is way behind.
Interesting.
Are you scared that the Blazers will relocate with a new owner? No is overwhelmingly winning, but 20% of you are cowards.
Should be a follow-up vote there. Are you afraid of the dark if you voted yes?
Is Superman the most overrated superhero? And no is edging yes.
What?
Careful with that wording. 51-49.
hot takes.
Edging.
You got to be careful with that in modern times. Two more quick ones here. The Allen Crabb jersey hanging in the closet hurts a little bit. Yeah, Allen Crabb had a moment. He was a guy.
Hyken does that from time to time. He'll just take photos of random ass team jerseys and be like, why?
Yeah. We couldn't just let him walk for nothing. We got to give him the extension.
Although that would be swag at a baseball game with a Kike Hernandez Dodger jersey.
Totally would be all
the Dodgers to have.
Another one. Remember when we benched Patty Mills for Armand Johnson? Good times. Good lefty point guard. He's the future.
Some of these players you bury in the recesses of your mind, and then you're like, remember that guy? And you're like, oh, I do.
You dig him up, and you remember, great time to be a Blazer fan. Tonight in the Garden.
Man, the bunker factor.
We get game six.
Oh, man.
Let's go a scale of 1 through 10. Now, it's not a game seven. It's a game six.
No, it's a game seven for them.
It's the last game at home.
Yeah.
Give me the pucker meter rating 1 through 10 if you're a Knicks fan.
9.5.
You're just at top of the meter. That pucker is as pucker as you could pucker.
They will go in there with absolute insanity and energy that we've never seen before.
How nervous are you if you're down by 10 points in the first quarter?
Not nervous.
Jaylen Brown comes out, hits some shots, looks aggressive. Celtics knocking down open threes.
Nope, not yet.
Okay.
Now, third quarter, down 22.
That's when it kicks in.
Cat statistically not been good in this series. It's been just, you know, a lot of Brunson with a little bit of heart. They need Bridges to go off. They need Cat to be a somewhat version of himself, his normal self. But, yeah, dude, much like a dude in the South masquerading as anti-homophobic, you know, being homophobic, probably actually is gay. That's going to be the Knicks fans with their energy and excitement. They're nervous. They're masking their nerves. They're going into that.
They're trying to closet their nerves. They don't want their nerves
out.
Yeah.
They need the refs to really swallow the whistle tonight. They do not need getting into foul trouble early on. What? You all right there?
I just can't with you two sometimes.
What?
I just can't.
It's the deal, dude. They're going to be...
I don't eat the wiener.
It's going to all be fake. All that... They're going to come in with so much...
All the bravado is definitely fake. Internally, you know
they
that they're panicking.
They are screaming internally.
Inside. They want to curl up into a ball and cry, but they can't do it.
I'm going to tell you something. I have random thoughts and takes that I don't think are accurate, but I think about them in random times. Yesterday, unloading a dishwasher, I thought, is it worse to be the team up 3-1? Losing game five, or is it worse to be down 3-0 in a series? And I think I concluded in my head, I'd rather not be up 3-1, lose game five, go home with all the pressure in the world.
Yeah, you know you got to win that game.
You got to close that game out. Now, in typical Knick fashion, though, they did this against Detroit.
They did.
They blew the game at home.
And then went on the road and won.
And they went on the road and did it. So they can certainly win in Boston. We saw them start the series that way.
With back-to-back comebacks, yeah.
But you watch, Knick fan, all of a sudden, Boston gets on a little run early. Al Horford hits back-to-back corner threes to go up 9 in the first quarter. Yeah, they're losing.
I think this is all going to hinge, not all, but I think largely this is going to be hinged on Jaylen Brown. And not the, is Jaylen Brown going to be the superstar? It's Jaylen Brown's game was perfect in their last game. He gave him scoring. He dished the rock. He drew defenders. He kicked out. He moved the ball at the right places. And you saw Luke Kornet was a big part of that game too. But if Jaylen Brown is going to come out and be an all-world kind of facilitator running the show thing, yeah, I'm going to be nervous as hell because that builds confidence. Pritchard's been good in this series.
He's been outstanding, man.
I mean, talk about a moment for anybody in Portland, Oregon that has dreamed about playing in the NBA.
This is such a cool moment.
Has
tonight.
Always dreamed about being the guy to go to the Garden to be Reggie Miller against Spike Lee. So it's such a cool moment to watch a local product have that opportunity. It's a pucker factor we haven't experienced in a long time. It is a 10 out of 10. Feels like a game seven tonight, which makes it, I think, such a raucous, great environment.
One of the listeners at the fan text line is asking for, if we get a certain outcome on Sunday, can we make an NBA Dirt t-shirt at the 1080 The Fan merch locker? So I'll see what I can cook up over
there. NBA Dirt? What would the t-shirt say?
Just NBA Dirt knows all. That's a big-ass snake
that
on TV.
That is terrifying. What are you doing walking towards that?
Wow. Welcome to Charlotte.
Hey, what's up,
What kind of snakes do they got in Charlotte?
They had a delay.
I would legitimately be crying right now.
I think in the Carolinas there's some pretty dangerous snakes. They had a delay yesterday because one of the they had a turtle climb into a sand trap.
Yeah, they had to re-rake the old sand trap.
Get the old tortoise out of there. That's
dude, this guy's going around kicking the snake.
Hey, get out of here. So grab it by the tail, man. Where do you think it's going to go?
It's trying to go away, but we're being rude to it.
There's a lot of people there. Now everybody's stopping and filming the snake in the middle of
moving. It's just that's evil.
It's got millions of little legs right underneath its belly.
It's got those scales.
I don't even, dude, this snake is now turning around, threatening to bite this guy. This guy's going to die on live TV.
This is, what if that happened? It's an old man just gets bit.
Snake has spots and grab a club. If you want to get it off, grab a club and extend it out.
It's not a poisonous snake. I'm assuming that's the case.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. I'm hoping there's somebody there.
Realizing Sprague's fear of snakes when we were golfing. I can't remember where we were playing years ago.
Tri Mountain.
Was it Merriweather?
I'll never forget it.
Oh, it was Merriweather? I thought it was Tri Mountain.
There's a little garter snake that came onto the green and you went.
It wasn't little. There was two of them. They were mating.
Running for the hill.
It was on the second cut.
Like 7 inches long, maybe.
Oh, my. No, it was like a foot and a half.
It's too long of a snake for you.
This dude's just now walking in front of its head as if it didn't just hiss at him.
Live play-by-play of a snake. What do we expect on Sunday in Oklahoma City, and are we prepared for NBA dirt on Monday if it goes according to plan?
Absolutely prepared for NBA dirt.
Okay.
I no shock if Denver finds a way to win that game. None whatsoever.
Yeah.
I just, I think I'd prefer to see OKC Minnesota, but I totally get wanting to watch Joker. He's all-time great. I wanted to ask you earlier, who is your top five of all time?
I got to save that for the Fangolf
Classic.
I feel
like three of the five are centers, and then you're just going to say Jordan and LeBron are the other two.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Kareem, Walton, Jokic, LeBron,
sounds
Jordan.
About right. I mean, I just, look, I know there's watching him, and you can get caught in the moment, and it's so hard to do the era stuff. We'll save most of the takes for our Fangolf Classic Best of Live show that we're going to do on our top 10
when
NBA
are we
list.
Taping that, and are we on the couch?
We
got to
pick a date at some point, yeah.
No, I think we go. I think we find a watering hole.
You want to tape
you
it
take
at a bar?
The recorder to a bar and record it?
Should
we let listeners know where we're going to be after the show one day? You want to come hang out and watch us?
No.
Come on down. We could do listener comments during our top 10.
No.
How the hell do you have that guy, number 7? He is so effing good.
I know. He's an all-around great player.
And the modern thing, it's hard to compare bigs to past generations because they didn't shoot or they didn't have to handle the ball the way that they do now. But I get to watch him do it. And he does everything, man. He dominates both ends of the floor. We had a listener the other day trying to argue he wasn't a good defender. Do you watch him play defense?
I mean, he's not amazing defensively.
He's not a deep boy.
No,
he's not a first-team all-defense guy.
Quick, but
he's not a sieve on that end of the floor.
No.
He had a couple of great blocks that led to transition buckets. He had a couple of steals last night. He's an unbelievable passer. He's an unbelievable shooter. He does everything. And so every time I get a chance to watch him, I'm just thrilled. I would rather watch him than SGA going forward. But I'm excited, man. I hope we get a game 7 that lives up to the hype. Because
I just don't
two
want
game
it
7s in the first round sucked.
To be over, 20 minutes in.
Yeah, and I think Denver has shown you they can do that from time to time against OKC. In the regular season, they did it. In game 2, they did it. They've had blowout losses to OKC when they've lost sometimes. So, yeah, that would be a major. You turn that game on, second quarter, OKC's up by 17, 18 points. You're like, oh, God, this
they're
is going to
get running up and
hand.
Down. They're, that would you know, suck. Isaiah Joe and Dort are knocking down threes. You're like,
Yeah. So, NBA weekend should be great. Starts tonight in the Garden in New York. Speaking of which, we're cooking up a parlay today.
Okay.
Are we going our solo ventures or do we want a combo platter this thing?
You said we won a parlay and I picked the Nuggets, but I don't remember what else we picked.
At the end of the show, you said I'm not going to bet it, so
it was the Canes.
We took the Canes to win, and
Jets. I said the Jets.
And the Jets won.
No, you took the Stars.
We all said the Jets.
We
and then after we all agreed, I said, that's our parlay of the day. And you said, I'm not going to bet that. And it hit.
You're right. I forgot that I took the Jets. He switched to my side because it's Blue Line Brandon.
Do we want to? Let's see. Do we combo platter this thing or do we go our own paths? We'll find out. Coming up next, get your fake sponsors in.
Sprague in the line.
See what we got here today. Sprague in the line brought to you by the Philippine Basketball Association Hall of Famer Billy Ray Bates. Say what you want about him, but Wikipedia says he put up Wilt Chamberlain-like numbers in the bedroom. At least he's winning something. Sprague in the line brought to you by the sphincter of the Knicks fans tonight. The only thing tighter than Sprague's bank account these days.
Oh, amen to that. God, I feel so poor.
Every time I start reading one of these, I think to myself, I should probably read them before I read them on air. Spring and Lime brought to you by Strawberry Nesquik. No, wait, that's just hippo's milk. Either way, it goes down easier than a Sprague pick.
Strawberry Nesquik is so elite. Have you ever had it, Swag? Strawberry Nesquik?
You know I'm not a fan of strawberries.
The taste of strawberry, though? The flavor?
All of it, yep.
Like strawberry shortcake?
No.
I will say CBS News released a poll, or not a poll, a news story. It was like, it was framed so weird where basically it was like 60% of Americans can't live comfortable lives.
Financially?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sounds about right. Spring Line brought to you by the Firefox. While Swag's picks come hard, Sprague just stands around and watches.
Oh, gross.
Spring Line brought to you by Swag's special soft spot for Billy Ray Bates, just like a Sprague pick. Is prepared and ready to only end up disappointed and in shame.
Hooray!
Don't touch me.
Spring and Lime brought to you by Sprague's eternal optimism about the Blazers. He's also waiting for a winning Powerball ticket, but has no money due to his losing on his picks.
Amen to that, brother.
All right, let's start in the footy-ball.
Yeah. Football or football?
Footy-ball.
By the way, elite underrated point in that Caleb comment. I mean, if you can go to the UFL for 1 year and then you're just an unrestricted free agent, you know.
That's a workaround that they'll not allow. How would that work if somebody just didn't play for a year? Wouldn't
that's you, what he kicked around doing so he could be an unrestricted free agent.
Wouldn't you still have to enter the draft, though, to enter the league?
I don't think so. You'd have the year service works. And then he went and played professionally.
No, because,
Steve Young did this.
Because you're automatically eligible, essentially, after you've played 3 years after high school. If somebody wanted to draft you and hold your draft rights, they could. What I don't know is when, how long you hold those draft rights for. So if he went and played in the UFL.
But if you have the number one pick, you're not taking somebody that is basically saying, I'm not going to play
right.
for you.
Yeah.
That'd be a waste of a pick.
That would be a waste of a pick. The Sounders are in town this weekend.
Yes, oh. Cascadia Cup action.
We got rivalry action at Providence Park tomorrow night.
That is correct.
How do we feel about the Timbers and their chances against their
biggest like the fact that they've
rival?
Got back-to-back clean sheets.
Yep, clean sheets are important.
Defense is starting to find themselves a little bit. So, but the offense has been challenged the last 2 weeks, last couple of games. So if they can find a little bit of what they had earlier in the month, get up early, and then we like that.
Okay, plus 150
plus
money
150
line.
Throw it on in. The money line.
Throw it into the parlay.
Look, the Vulcans announced they're selling the Blazers. They have partial ownership stake in the Sounders. Let's fade the Vulcans. It's been a week of anti-Vulcan stuff.
Good point.
I'm going Timbers plus 150 as our first play on the parlay.
Okay, I'm with that. Let's go to tonight. The Garden.
Yes.
Knicks, Celtics, 2.5 is our line. They get it done?
I'm going to say something. As nervous as this is, and the Knicks have thrown up on themselves at home, they have not had a closeout moment in the playoffs since 1999. I think they bring it tonight. I think they're just awesome. I don't say they run away with it, but I'm going to take them.
2.5 is the points.
Whatever the better odds are, money line or the points.
Just slightly better odds with the points, 2.5.
Then I'll take that. I'll take the Knicks minus 2.5. I think they do it at the Garden.
Okay. Swag, do we agree with the assessment?
I think the Celtics force games.
We have our first disagreement of the night. No combo platter bet today.
Really?
What you saw, the ball movement, player movement there without Tatum.
The Garden. The Garden. The Garden.
I think the Celtics rise
ben
up to
Stiller,
the occasion.
Timothée Chalamet. I too am with Sprague on
Tracy
this one.
Morgan.
I'm going to side with Brandon Sprague. I like
Spike
that.
Lee.
I think they get it done tonight. I do. Oh, I think that. Yeah. I think the Celtics at home cooking. Knicks got a little loosey goosey. I think they win tonight at home. I will take the Knicks tonight. I'm with you.
The Pistons series did traumatize me, but
yeah, because they should have lost Game 4 too. Tonight we get the question of.
Correct. A lot of the guys are talking about resetting in the next 40 hours or so, whatever it is. Yeah. How do you do that if you have a fairly good idea that the Panthers are going to come just as hard as they did just now?
God. Well, I don't think they came any harder than they have, to be honest with you. I think we let them come tonight. Well, you know, I mean, we stood around and watched. You can't do that.
No. Will the Maple Leafs stand around and watch tonight in Sunrise, Florida, or do they force a game 7 back north of the border?
No, they're going to be standing around and watching.
Anytime you can bet against Jerry Falwell Jr. of hockey, you do it, and I will be taking the Ice Cats
Matthew
here.
Matthew Tkachuk will have a rat trick.
They are a minus 240 on the money line.
Yeah.
Minus 240.
What's the goal? like the one, and it's usually one it's and a half. One,
the puck line puck is line, yeah. Panthers minus 1.5. They're actually plus 114.
See? So to win by two, you can get him at plus 114.
I take Austin Matthews is perennial choker. Get him out of the greatness conversation.
Dude, he's our great American hope, man. He's our guy.
Bobrovsky's really. Going to stand on his head. They're going to be throwing rats from the ceilings. It's
Can we adopt
Canes and Panthers in the Eastern Conference Finals is going to be
we're
a
gonna
war.
Adopt, we're going to take Jesus onto our side here. We want McJesus instead of Austin Matthews.
What has Matthews done?
Well, I mean, you know, he's been a hell of a goal scorer. Has not won a Stanley Cup, though.
In the regular season.
Neither has Connor McDavid. He's not won a Stanley Cup either.
He's been to a Stanley Cup.
He has been to a Stanley Cup.
Not perennial choker.
He could not beat this Panthers team. No, he lost.
They're a juggernaut. That's why I'm fading the Falwells.
All the road teams are favorites on opening night of the WNBA. So
what's the line for Caitlin Clark's game?
That is Saturday, 10 a.m. It's either ABC or ESPN.
I think it's ABC.
Liberty minus 4 at home in the Garden against the Aces. Caitlin Clark, they're hosting the Sky. That's at noon.
Yeah, it's an Angel Reese game.
They are 7.5-point favorites are the Fever. Are they playing that in the Pacers barn? They play
probably
there, right?
They're selling the tickets.
I think they have to play them all in the NBA arena as long as there's not a conflict, don't they?
Angel Reese was asked, he was like, hey, you said that you also grew this with Caitlin. And she basically was like, next question. She doesn't want to talk about that comment.
No.
I'll take the Fever. We don't have to add that to
Fever
the
Fever minus 7.5.
You don't have to. Yeah. You can take the Fever.
I think the Fever
could
have a really good year.
Fever could have a good year?
I think they take a leap.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the Liberty minus 4 also. They raise a banner, their first title.
Banner night. That's
You're not worried about the banner hangover night.
Uh-oh. No, because it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
The WNBA is a hard sport to follow, and not because it's women playing basketball. That's actually the great part. I don't understand roster management in that league. First round picks don't make teams.
That's weird.
Players that were like really good, like a year and a half later, they're just cut
just
outright,
disappear out of the
traded.
League. Huh?
Doesn't make any. I don't know how. I can't follow it.
It's a little funky.
It's like, hey, the three first-round picks, the three draft picks for the new Valkyrie team, none of them are on the team.
Valkyrie's a pretty good nickname.
Yeah, awful colors.
What's the color scheme?
Purple and black.
Purple and black. They
in
stole
San Francisco.
The Kings.
They went Kings
I don't
colors.
Know why they didn't go blue
and
gold.
Blue and yellow was right there.
You got to keep the color scheme of the
That's
city
what
together
I told my
the best
daughter.
You can. Like, it's different if they're like old historic teams and all that. They've been around a long time. You're not going to change it.
The Fever did this.
If you bring a new team in, you got to have this. Like, if we ever get a baseball team, I hope the colors are red and black.
I want us to be Pittsburgh. Everything's black and yellow. Yeah. Everything should be black and red here. I'm already kind of mad at the Timbers for doing the duck thing.
Yeah, the green thing.
Makes Beaver fan not excited about that.
The Thornies get red and black, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Thornies, red and black.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the Timbers tech...
They have a red kit, don't they?
Who? The Timbers?
Don't the Timbers have a red kit? Or am I...
They've had them in the past.
A Timber could be
they
red
They went
and black.
To that rose, that pink, recently
the
for their alternate
one with
the rose petals.
That's right.
I don't know if they're still using that or they have a different alternate one this year.
All right, last but not least, we get a Game 7 on Sunday, 12:40. The line in this game is 7.
That's a lot of points
That's
for a
game.
Lot
That's a lot of points.
Points. I think we
need
to take the
seven.
Nuggets. I think we need to respect the Joker.
I think you have to, right?
So I'm taking plus those 7. Points. Yeah, I think we get an all-timer. I think it comes down to the final minute.
I can't talk you into being on our side tonight at the Garden?
No. I think
you're
the
that
Celtics,
confident, huh?
I think the Celtics are freed up.
Can I raise my hand and call myself an idiot, too? I've locked in my parlay of the weekend.
Yeah.
I went Timbers. I went Knicks. I went Nuggies plus the 7. I took the Maple.
Oh,
I know.
What about them makes you confident?
Nothing. Nothing.
Interesting.
Probably gonna lose it. So,
still believe in Austin Matthews? Do you?
I still do.
That's
the great.
Funny.
I don't think he has a goal in the series.
I'm just saying. Is he kind of the Mike Trout of that sport? A lot of talk and not a lot of.
Yeah, 7's too much for the Nuggies.
A little bit of that. 7's a lot for the Nuggies.
That's
I'm on the Nuggies on Sunday.
Okay, so we disagree on the Ice Cats.
I mean, you guys are right. I'm an idiot. So, lean Panthers. Panthers are probably. I mean, they were up 5-0 in Toronto.
Isn't it more enjoyable to root for the Knicks to win, or do you want to see the Game 7 panic?
That's where I'm at on Toronto. I want to see a Game 7 in Toronto.
I would
pucker
love to
factor
see the,
getting a Game 7
I would
on home
love
ice.
To see the Knicks take care of business. I think them closing out the Celtics at the Garden.
Is that buzz
be,
when they're going on that end-of-game run to close it out is such a...
Yeah.
God, I'm not even a Knicks guy. And
the organ's playing. It feels good. You know?
They're losing their minds.
Spring Line brought to you by Ken Barkley and his OKC Futures. The only guy more more nervous than a Knicks fan this weekend.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, he has all those features, man.
I like money. You know what? I don't like jokes.
It's much like the Panthers, and I give Ken a lot of credit for this. We would all be like, do I have a lot of money riding on that game? Yep. Am I nervous? Uh-huh. He never kind of is.
No.
And his bet won last year. He's got to be sitting there nervous as hell with Joker in a game seven.
You would think, right? He had to hold on to that Panther ticket as they blew a 3-0 series lead in the Stanley Cup final and went all the way to a game seven.
And he said he was like, never batted an eye.
Never did. Never hedged. Never cashed out. Never contemplated it.
That win made him walk away from doing his job.
He made so much money.
He made a new job for himself.
And he basically said, setting you up for next year. If Oklahoma City wins the title, I'm never going to work again kind of thing. Like, I think that's how much money.
A lot of money.
And I think he had other parlays from past champions that he tied in OKC winning the NBA
Finals.
That one
got eliminated, though.
Which one?
His other parlays.
No, I'm saying he gave us one on his last hit that he did.
I know, and that one didn't go through.
No.
His MLS champion was wrong.
That was wrong. Yeah. But I think he had some with, like, the Panthers winning last year, like, other things from last year tied into also OKC this year. So, thinking about Ken Barkley this weekend, although I am rooting for Oklahoma City.
I'll text him during the break and tell him we're thinking about you in Portland for your beloved Thunder.
We miss you, Ken. We miss you, man.
I'm going to work to get him on in July.
I'm not, like, a dirty person.
Nope.
You know what? I like money. You know what? I don't like jokes.
Hell of a house, too. Great house.
Great house. Yeah. Great house. It's fun to spy on.
That creeped him out.
I mean, we all do that. Why do we act like we don't do this? You don't get somebody's address and look it up on Redfin?
It's the first thing
I don't.
First thing I do.
If Dirk ever gives me his address, I'm looking up that house on Redfin. I've been looking for it.
Trying to find it.
He bought a house, and I'm like, where's in the price range he told me?
Where's the pending houses?
I'm always looking at people's houses. I want to see where you sleep.
Yeah, I do too. I kind of want to know the backstory there.
I don't need to break in. You're not going to surprise me. I know the blueprints of
this
place.
Ins and the outs here. Well, there you go. There's Sprague in the line. We'll see how we do this weekend. Let's wrap it up. We'll give you a PGA Championship leaderboard update. Send you on your way on a Friday. Next on The Fam. There you go. Fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. That's what I love about golf broadcasts. There's a major championship going on. Household names all over the course. Leaderboard might not be great right now, but instead we're getting like a 7-minute long feature about how Scottie Scheffler was arrested last year.
You know, it's the anniversary. I saw Darlington does great work. I'm a big Darlington fan.
Big Jeff Darlington guy.
I saw a live hit from where he's at this year, and I believe I heard him say something to the effect of, even I'm still traumatized from it. And I just thought, why?
This is like the Sunday at the Masters when they're not, you know, people are on the course playing golf, but for the first half hour, you have to do like a Jack Nicklaus documentary or something. You're like, can we just watch it? Just turn the golf on. Can we just get going? So that's going on right now, the PGA Championship. Johnny Vegas is still your leader at 7-under. He's even through his front nine today, so he has not run away like he did yesterday with an opening round 64.
Max Homa was riding the birdie train there for a while.
Sexy Max Homa, 6-under today through 15 holes, last I checked. A lot of guys going low today. Mudball's not quite as big of an issue. Course is a little soft. We got a lot of low numbers out there.
J.J. Spahn, Matthew Pavone.
Both 5-under on the day. There are a handful of guys who are in the mix still, because I do think guys are going to go pretty low this afternoon. Bryson not doing a ton early. He's 1-under. He's 2-under for the tournament, 1-under today. He's 5 shots off the lead. Adam Scott technically still in the mix as well at 2-under. A chunk of guys at 1-under who are all in the mix going into the weekend. We'll see how the rest of their rounds go today. And then a big household group of household names has not yet teed off yet. Your Rahms, Fleetwood, McIlroy's later this afternoon. A lot of guys trying to make the cut. The projected cut line currently is +1.
Yep.
+1 going into the weekend at the PGA Championship. Do we have anything fun on the golf show tomorrow morning for PGA Championship week?
It'll be pretty much PGA Championship.
We don't have anything
focused.
Fun. Nothing fun. No fun.
It'll be fun.
No fun, sir.
He said no.
I said, you
said,
any,
is anything fun?
Anything
and
fun?
Said, no.
He said, yeah, I got fun on the show.
Well, we got to deal with Scotty and his mud balls and all that stuff. So,
well, listeners, said, let me get this straight. Swag doesn't look up where people live. Zero hesitation on that point, but on sex toys, very ambiguous. Math not working out.
Come on. Everybody looks up the address. It's not creepy and weird. It's normal.
Very normal thing to do. That'll do it for us, folks. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Enjoy all the sports. Sunday's going to be a hell of a TV day.
Hey, man, we could have a great weekend set up starting tonight with the guys.
Starting tonight, you could get a great Game 7 in Oklahoma City. I hope the PGA Championship delivers a good leaderboard. We'll
Same.
See how it shakes out.
Yep.
Sunday could be an all-time day. A lot of fun. Thanks so much for being a part of our Friday. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Thurton Sprague and at 1080thefan on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.